This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Protests sparked by police killings of Black people are drawing attention to our country's persistent racial disparities. And those disparities are also widespread in education. Wisconsin has some of the largest test score and high school graduation gaps between Black and white students. Research shows students of color benefit from relationships with teachers of their same race. But in Wisconsin, the teacher workforce is overwhelmingly white, even as students are becoming more diverse. The Wisconsin Policy Forum is examining the issue of teacher diversity in a series of reports. The first in this series outlines the racial mismatch between students and teachers and highlights education pipeline problems that contribute to the low number of non-white teachers in the state. WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with Policy Forum senior researcher Ann Chapman. She starts by talking about why this issue is so important.
There's this growing and large body of research kind of nationally among scholars that points to a number of different ways that students of color benefit from having a teacher from their same race or ethnic background. It's in a lot of areas. It's in actual achievement scores on standardized tests, but it's also social emotional development. Teacher expectations of students is higher, their aspirations to go to college is higher, their graduation rates are higher. And these studies vary a lot in terms of what the effect size is. But taken together, this is a resource for students of color that really is seen to hold a lot of promise to help, you know, students that in our state and across the country, we're seeing achievement and opportunity gaps in student achievement. What we found when we looked at sort of students and teachers of color as a whole over the last 10 years, the gap between the percentage of students of color and teachers of color has widened. As of 2019, about 30%, about a third of our students across Wisconsin are students of color, whereas our percent of teachers of color is less than 6%. And that appears to be widening.
Because the students are getting more diverse and the teachers are not.
Yeah, the teachers have increased just a little bit, like one percentage point in the last 10 years in terms of the number or the percent of teachers of color. But for the most part of the last 10 years, it's been about 95% of teachers are white, whereas our students of color as a group are growing. And that's a demographic trend that we're seeing kind of across the state, across the country. If you dig deeper into specific race groups, it's a little different. So what you see with Black students and teachers is that they're both declining in their share of their overall groups, but the gap's still pretty wide. So in Wisconsin, about in 2019, we have about 9% of our students are Black and about 2% of our teachers are Black. If you look at Hispanic students and teachers, that both of those groups are growing. And that largely explains why we see an incline in students and teachers of color as a whole. But that gap is also widening. So in 2019, about 12% of our students were Hispanic Latinx, and about 2% again of our teachers are Hispanic.
So there's so much research out there that shows the benefits for students of color. And there's some research showing that white students also benefit from having diverse teachers. Wisconsin in particular has such enormous achievement gaps and opportunity gaps between white and Black students. Are Wisconsin's teacher diversity numbers worse than other states?
No, in fact, we're not worse than, well, we didn't look at other states in particular, but we did look at some national data to sort of benchmark Wisconsin against the national landscape. Overall, nationwide, we also have this problem. We have a student race gap all over the country. Almost every school district has an issue where teachers of color are underrepresented when you compare them to their students.
So 95% of Wisconsin teachers are white in the latest data. And you looked at school districts when it comes to urban districts, suburban, town, and rural areas. What do the racial gaps between students and teachers look like in those specific geographic areas? And what's notable there?
Yes, we wanted to get a sense of to what extent this is an issue in certain types of communities, or is it a statewide issue? And so we sort of divided up all the school districts based on whether they were in a city, a suburban community, a town, or a rural area. And we took a snapshot of teacher-student race gaps in 2009 and again in 2019. And what we found is that there's pretty wide gaps all the way back to 2009 in all four kinds of communities. And that the gaps grow across the 10 years in all four communities. The gap in urban areas is larger, but also those are the areas where there are more students and teachers of color. So those are the most diverse communities, but they also have the widest gaps. But in terms of the growth over the last 10 years, the growth in those gaps has been larger in the rural and suburban and town communities, which is something that we couldn't necessarily have predicted.
Right. So people might think about when it comes to what districts would need more diverse teachers. They might think of Milwaukee and other urban districts, but really the student diversity is growing across the state and across different regions and types of locations.
Right. And another way we looked at that is we looked at all of the districts in Wisconsin that have a majority students of color in their enrollment. There were 17 of them, and they are scattered all throughout the state. If you look at the map and the report, they go all the way from north to south and all the way from east to west. There's an area in the northwest that's a little bit, there aren't as many, but otherwise, all of those districts are sort of scattered throughout the state. And when we looked at the gaps in those 17 districts, none of them were less than 40 percentage points. So when you looked at students of color as a whole and teachers of color as a whole. So that's another view. And that was a snapshot in 2019.
Are you able to talk about some of those districts that had a majority of students of color and what the gaps are? I think it's interesting just to look at the map, but our radio listeners can't see that.
There's a suburban Milwaukee district called Glendale River Hills that has a gap of 40.5 percentage points. That's the smallest gap among the districts that have a majority of students of color. The largest gap is in the Lac du Flambeau district, which is in the north of the state. And there's a gap there of 86.3 percentage points. It ranges widely, but it's pretty pronounced in every single one of those districts.
Right. Even though there are fewer Native American students in Wisconsin than other groups of students of color, it looks like some of the districts that have majority Native American or Alaska Native student populations have a particularly wide gap in
yes.
student versus teacher racial makeup.
Right. Yes.
Could we talk about Milwaukee and Madison? You broke out the data there separately. Are you able to run through the numbers there about what the teacher workforce and student population looks like?
In Milwaukee in 2019, the percent of students of color was almost 90%. And the percent of teachers of color is 30%. So that's a pretty wide gap as well. That's wider than the statewide gap. And then for Madison in 2019, students of color made up about 58% of the students, and the teachers of color made up about 14% of the students or teachers. One thing to note there is that I think what we mentioned earlier was that statewide on average, teachers of color made up about 6% of the teachers statewide. But in Milwaukee and Madison, even though the gaps are pretty wide, the percent of teachers is much higher. You know, even when we have a diverse teacher workforce, it usually goes along with a diverse student workforce or student population. So we still, in a sense, have a shortage of teachers of color if we think of them as this resource that's especially helpful for students of color.
Right. This report also looks at a few of the potential educational roadblocks that people of color face on the pathway to becoming a teacher. So overall, there are fewer people enrolling in college and fewer people enrolling in teacher preparation programs specifically. And there's still a really wide high school graduation rate between white and black students. So those are just some of the potential roadblocks that could contribute to the exactly. teacher workforce diversity issues.
Yeah. So kind of the conclusion of the report is there's sort of two points that we take out when you sort of zoom out and look at all of these trends all at once over the last 10 years. There's two things you notice. One is that as a percent of their overall group, students of color are increasing at each educational level. But at the same time, when you go from level to level, so from K-12 to high school graduates to college enrollees to teacher prep enrollees, you see the percent of students of color going down pretty significantly. So you can really see when you look at the visuals in this report how the teacher pipeline narrows as you go through the educational process. And that's what drives the research going forward, which is that even though we see this sort of drop-off, what we call a drop-off at each of those levels, this paints the picture of the issue that we have in Wisconsin with teacher workforce diversity. But going forward, we're going to be talking with teachers and school district leaders, policymakers, teacher prep program leaders, and find out what is working well, what is holding you back from being able to attract and retain teachers of color. What have you tried that's not working? Where are you seeing success? And then we're also going to be zooming out and doing a national scan of what's going on in other parts of the country, because this is an issue that has been documented across the country. This is definitely not unique to Wisconsin, and there are efforts going on in this arena all over the country. So the ultimate goal is for our research is to find potential policy levers that can make a difference in some of these areas and propose or potentially make some recommendations for policy or practice or best practices that can be implemented and scaled in Wisconsin.
How have the Black Lives Matter protests and the national conversation that's happening right now about race issues and racism in America, how has that affected your view of this research? Is it going to change the questions that you're asking at all, or is it just making it even more of a relevant topic?
I think it's really going to make it more of a relevant topic. I think the timing, the fact that this comes out now, we couldn't have predicted that it would come out at a time where equity and racial justice is an issue in education, and it has been for a long time. And that's part of what motivated us even undertaking this research when we first thought of it almost a year ago. But the fact that it comes out now just highlights the sort of structural opportunity gaps that exist in our educational system that are reflective of opportunity gaps in other areas that are historical. It just shows us and, you know, underlines for us where we have work to do. As we talk about in the report, way before COVID happened, way before George Floyd was killed, far too few students in Wisconsin were graduating from high school, students of color, were graduating from high school and going to college and getting a bachelor's degree and deciding to go into teaching, you know. And so those were issues, those were racial equity and racial opportunity and justice issues that we knew we had to address. And I think like lots of areas, the what's going on now just almost, it helps us feel the urgency that we should feel a little bit more.
Ann Chapman is a senior researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. She spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files.